Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And they're coming home and they're saying, Mom, I want a vape.
Well, I tell you what, there is no more hot button issue these days than e-cigarettes and vaping. Disturbing numbers coming out from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. We get more now from ABC News correspondent Ryan Burrow. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. So we're getting the weekly numbers now. This is something that we typically do when, you know, flu season rolls around and we get the weekly numbers. Now we get the weekly numbers when it comes to vaping related illnesses. So the numbers we're getting from the CDC go to October 8th. And what they've determined is 1,299 confirmed and probable cases of lung illness due to vaping. That's through 49 states. There have been 26 deaths in 21 states. Those who have died have ranged in the age of 17 to 75 years old. 49 is the median age. But as you dig a little deeper into these numbers, the one thing that sticks out is of those who fell ill who have been surveyed, 76% admit they use some kind of THC product. Now, the CDC to this point has not determined what specific product is causing people to get sick. Is it a certain flavor? Is it a certain brand? Is it the way that they're being used? Is it how much they're being used? They don't know at this point, but that is interesting to point out that 76%, more than half, are the result of people who have used THC products.
Ryan, are those THC products black market products? Are people adding other substances to store-bought vape products, or do we even know?
The answer is probably yes. We don't know at this point, but for a lot of the younger people who are using these, obviously anyone in high school who's using these is not getting them from a store. They're getting them from the street. We know that there have been busts all across the country of people filling these cartridges with higher potency levels of THC, so a lot of times people may not actually know what it is that they are using when they're using these products that are bought off of the streets. But to this point, there has been no determination as to a certain brand or a certain type or anything like that that has really caused this spike to occur.
So if it's a problem with black market goods, wouldn't the states and the feds be cracking down on that?
Well, yeah. So here's the thing, right? We're kind of hung in this weird spot where they want to end the illness. They want to end these getting into the hands of kids. And by doing that, the reaction is, well, let's ban these flavored e-cigarettes because this is what's popular. This is what's making the kids sick. It's attracting them. But you've got the vaping community that says, well, wait a minute. It's not our products that are getting people sick. It's not these flavors that are getting people sick. It's the THC, which they're getting from other locations. So if you ban these flavors, you're basically driving more people to the black market instead of buying it legally through us. So that's kind of where we're at right now. And everyone's waiting to see what the federal government does because the Trump administration had asked for regulations to be drawn up. And one of the suggestions was banning these outright, these flavored e-cigarettes. We'll see if that's the direction they ultimately end up going.
We're talking to ABC News correspondent Ryan Burrow. You know, it is interesting. You see, you're in schools or you're at a football game or you're in a government building or even a private business building, and you see all these signs out, no smoking, no vaping. Vaping has become part of kind of one of those circle around and put a line through kind of things. And several states are taking actions on a statewide basis on vaping products, banning flavors, and then even adding taxes, right?
Yeah, Michigan has already banned the sale of flavored e-cigarettes. New York has done the same. Massachusetts is going to be doing it in January. You've got a lot of localities as well, whether it be states, cities, counties, that are going through this process. A lot of them just don't know where this is going to go. So they're going to ban it right now until, you know, health officials give them some direction before creating any kind of laws or legislation. What you're seeing too is the retailers, Walgreens, Kroger, CVS, Walmart, all saying, you know what, we're getting out of this industry right now because until we know what's safe and what's not safe, or what's going to be regulated and what's not going to be regulated. We don't want to get in this business and risk, you know, with the potential for lawsuits down the road.
And the way this has been marketed to teenagers, it's important for parents to be vigilant and learn as much about this as possible, right?
Yeah, and you're starting to see that at the school district level, a lot of these conversations that are going on. Look, there is advertising that's been associated with these that has been, you know, comparable to what we saw in the 80s with cigarettes. And, you know, I've heard people say, look, I don't see vaping commercials. You know, I don't see it in cartoons telling kids, hey, go and use these devices. That being said, you know, when you've got flavors like Apple Jacks and Sour Patch Kids, you know, are these flavors dedicated to, you know, 50-year-old chain smokers who are trying to get off of cigarettes, or are they trying to, you know, entice a new generation of vapers?
Ryan, you heard the song we played at the start with the president talking about it. Any more word from the White House or from Capitol Hill about what they might do?
Everyone is waiting very cautiously, and the FDA is trying to accumulate as much information as they can. Juul, the top e-cigarette maker, says, we're going to be completely hands-off during this process, and whatever the federal government decides, that's when we'll restructure our business model to figure out how we're going to best move forward. But you've got the FTC investigating the marketing practices of these brands, and, of course, everyone's just sitting to find out, waiting to find out, you know, what the regulations are going to be moving forward, and, you know, whether there's going to be an all-out ban or if they're going to find some kind of common ground or how these are going to be sold, not to create that black market and to get them out of the hands of kids.
Great information. Much appreciated. Ryan, have a great day.
You too. Take care.
That's ABC News correspondent Ryan Burrow.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.